The following presentation is controversial and may be offensive to some audiences. Viewer discretion is advised.
Radio from the heart of America.
The Chad Olson Show. Chad Olson Show.
The Chad Olson Show starts now.
S-O-S.
America is back. Standing tall.
As of now, I am in control here in the White House.
Stupid people are ruining America. It's sad.
I hope it'll be all over television, radio, and the newspapers.
I would like to take all the credit for this, but I can't.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
The Chad Olson Show. Chad Olson Show. Hey! Chad Olson Show.
As my friend Irwin Cotler said on Saturday, freedom of expression, assembly, and association are cornerstones of democracy, but Nazi symbolism, racist imagery, and desecration of war memorials are not. It is an insult to memory and truth. Hate can never be the answer. Over the past few days, Canadians were shocked and frankly disgusted by the behavior displayed by some people protesting in our nation's capital. I want to be very clear. We are not intimidated by those who hurl insults and abuse at small business workers and steal food from the homeless. We won't give in to those who fly racist flags. We won't cave to those who engage in vandalism or dishonor the memory of our veterans.
Number 7.
Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, at this point, it should not be astounding or astonishing in the slightest the degree of the gaslighting, the defamation and slander that these idiot leftists engage in when they are faced with overwhelming show of popular support. They are shown absolute unity on a national basis in pushing back against the tyranny and the mandates and everything that they've done to try to curb liberty and freedom in Western nations. But in the Five Eyes nations, maybe most of all, this side of communist China, the greatest extent and greatest degree of COVID tyranny that we've seen has been Australia, New Zealand, Canada, and Great Britain in this viral pandemic that they rolled out in order to scuttle the economy, rig the 2020 election, and try to erase the momentum of the populist insurgency around the world. And you heard right there that little smarmy cross-dressing loves to dress up in costume, multiple costume wearing Justin Trudeau of the prison state, the prison nation of Canada, gaslighting the trucker resistance, gaslighting the truckers in Ottawa to a degree that approaches, if not supersedes, the degree to which the January 6th uprising and the January 6th protest in Washington, D.C. has been gaslit and used as a weaponized piece of disinformation shite in order to criminalize and ostracize those who are pushing for liberty and freedom and who are resisting the tyranny of centralized government in every way they possibly can. Well, what did Justin Trudeau say right there? He's dishonoring of veterans. You think that populist patriots, conservatives, libertarians, and Trump supporters, MAGA folks, yes, there are Trump supporters north of the Canadian border. This movement, this momentum is International, and these are our brothers in arms who are pushing back against the Trudeau government. This is a government, by the way, that opened the Canadian borders and issued invitation to Chinese troops to do their cold weather North American training exercises in concert with the Canadian military. Yeah, communist Chinese troops invited to the nation of Canada in order to partake and to be able to hone their North American fighting skills, see how their equipment and their training holds up in the winter conditions of North America, you know, just in case they ever need to be able to invade North America. We want to make sure that they have been able to study and hone their skills, their fighting skills, and their adaptive ability, the adaptive ability of the Chinese military. And that's what Justin Trudeau invited them to do inside the borders of his nation. Let's be very clear about who we're dealing with. This, the nation of China, that is up to their neck in the collaborative effort of the rollout of the COVID-19 bioweapon. Charles Lieber aside, there's been a little bit of disinformation, and I believe they used the Lieber situation as distraction so as not to cast as much scrutiny on Dr. Ralph Baric and the University of North Carolina, where the virus originated prior to its transfer to the Wuhan laboratory. Under the watchful eye of Xi Jingli and others there at the BSO4, People's Liberation Army, Bioweapons Division, thank you very much, in the nation of China. But all of that is digression from the central salient point of the conversation as we come to the broadcast today, which is the gaslighting. Do you think that populists and conservatives hate veterans? There's a report in CBC circulation, Canadian Broadcast Corporation, saying that, well, you know, those that are partaking in the trucker resistance actually urinated on a World War II memorial there in Ottawa. You know what they actually did? They went there, and as a show of solidarity and as a touchstone moment for the spirit of what this movement is about in pushing back against vaccination mandates for truckers to be able to cross the Canadian border into the United States, they went to the World War II Memorial in Ottawa to pay homage and to pay respect and to pay their obeisance. Obeisance is the word that actually fits the best in precise use of English language. To pay their obeisance to the fallen of World War II who gave their lives in foreign battlefield in order to preserve liberty and freedom, not just here but around the world, and certainly on the continent of North America, only to see it sublimated, overtaken, and compromised by these traitors in our midst that are now trying to give us over fully to a Marxist utopian superstate and the ultimate destruction of human freedom and liberty in this time and place. So the truckers go to the World War II Memorial and they lay flowers, they lay wreaths, they lay symbols of their gratitude and their respect for the fallen World War II veterans, the Canadian soldiers that gave their lives to beat back fascism in World War II, and they're accused by their own government and by the complicit media of urinating on the World War II Memorial there in Ottawa. Stealing food from the homeless, Justin Trudeau says. This is the degree of the defamation and slander that these idiot leftists always resort to when they're faced with overwhelming resistance, overwhelming numbers of patriots who are dedicated not to the government but to the nation. And this is the distinction. This is the great divide that's being used to criminalize, to ostracize, to defame, and to slander, and to gaslight patriot movements, not just in the United States, but in everywhere that they're found in the Western world. As they try to use COVID as the breaking stone of Western civilization, it is the divide between the government and the nation that is being exacerbated for media political effect. I support my nation. I do not support my government. My loyalty is to the nation and to the Constitution. It is not to the government, which happens to be in violation of both the best interests of the nation and the best interests of the continuation of this constitutional free republic such as we've known it now for 240 plus years. My loyalty is not to the government of the United States. My loyalty is to the nation. My loyalty is to the founding of this nation and to the people that founded it and to those who paid the ultimate price of sacrifice in order to maintain our liberties and freedoms, so that government of, for, and by the people shall not perish from this good earth. But listen to the degree of dishonesty. And we have a clip, another clip to play for you. Listen to the degree, and I have to describe some of this as we go through it. The degree of dishonesty in the Canadian media set as they make these portrayals of the truckers, and when they go to even cover the event, they point their cameras in the opposite direction so they don't show the actual numbers and the show of strength and the show of solidarity and force of this gathering as it pushes back against the Trudeau government. They turn their cameras in the opposite direction so that the images that they show are of a sparsely attended, lightly attended event because they don't dare reveal the full scale and magnitude of what this event is to the people of the world. Play this clip and we'll narrate as we go through.
We're going to do a quick video here showing you CBC, showing a couple of people. Look at this.
So they're showing the CBC setting up the camera for a live shot there at the event, and they turn the camera away from the crowd.
Happening here. Our news media will not cover this. They point at a couple of people. Meanwhile, this is what's really going on.
They point the camera away from the vast preponderance of the attendees, and they actually point it in the opposite direction, show just a couple of people.
Any more proof that it's corrupt?
It's corrupt. It's all corrupt.
Here it is.
Yeah, and just absolutely caught red-handed in the same way that they think back of examples in the United States media where they tried to mislead us about the attendance numbers for the first Trump inauguration. Took the pictures 4 hours before the event started and said that that was the actual attendance for the inauguration of Donald Trump in January of 2017. This is the modus operandi. This is the prima facie evidence of an absolutely compromised, complicit, and corrupt mainstream media corporatocracy that is in the business of deceiving, the Decepticon media that's in the business of propagandizing and weaponizing information so as not to reveal the truth, which is a vast uprising of the common people fighting for their liberty and freedom in the nation of Canada, in this trucker uprising. But they point the camera in the opposite direction so they don't show the truth.
When you see them point the camera in the opposite direction.
See them point the camera in the opposite direction of the crowd at the Ottawa truckers gathering. Just one of the examples of the way that they're misportraying, distorting the truth, deceiving the masses in order to weaponize this situation, to denigrate and to try to minimize the impact of this, because what they don't want is for the rest of the nation to understand that they're not in the minority. That this is a vast uprising. I've seen articles online where they say 1,000 people are attending the event. Reports are, it all total in the number of truckers that have responded, over 100,000 truckers and over 1 million Canadians in total have showed up in support of this uprising against the Trudeau government. They're demanding his resignation, and they are promising that they're not going to leave Ottawa until Justin Trudeau steps down from power. What are the odds that we actually see this lauded, not just effective, but lauded as the Arab Spring was, as a rightful democratic uprising and a regime change moment for the nation of Canada? Isn't it interesting? They absolutely love regime changes. Yeah, as long as it's Vladimir Putin or it's somebody in the Middle East, as long as it's being led by the Al-Aqsa Brigade or the Muslim Brotherhood in the Arab Spring. Then they love these quote-unquote democratic uprising and regime change movements. But if it's actually undertaken by the Western civilizations of the world to shrug off and shirk off globalist tyranny wherever it's found, well then of course they're going to ignore it, they're going to distort it, and they're going to gaslight anybody involved with it as a white supremacist domestic insurrectionist. will continue to expose the lunacy and the deception and the gaslighting as we come back. You heard them talking about racist symbols, Justin Trudeau talking about racist symbology that was being employed and used by the truckers. We have the full story about that as well. Somebody had a flag with syringes used to spell out the swastika. In other words, it is the COVID-19 mandate that is the Nazi symbology. It's not the celebration of a Nazi symbol by the truckers. But of course, what would a leftist gathering be without gaslighting of the American and the Canadian patriot and anybody who loves liberty and freedom around the world? Chad Olson Show, SOS Radio Network.
The Chad Olson Show. Chad Olson Show.
Repeat after me. George Soros is your friend. George Soros is your friend. George Soros is your friend. George Soros is the most loving, compassionate, and enlightened man in the history of the world. All his plans should be embraced by the planet. Those who resist will be eliminated. This concludes today's indoctrination lesson, for the betterment of all mankind. The Chad Olson Show thanks you for your cooperation. Goodbye.
The vaccine is one of the greatest achievements of mankind. I came up with a vaccine, with three vaccines. Mm-hmm. All are very, very good. Came up with three of them in less than 9 months. It was supposed to take 5 to 12 years.
Both the president and I are vaxxed, and did you get the booster?
Yes.
I got it too. Okay, so...
That's all. There's a very tiny group over there.
So you heard some members of the crowd booing there, and this was at a pro-Trump event. And look, we've seen this at Trump rallies before, where his supporters are booing the fact that he is getting a booster or vaccinated.
I recommend take the vaccines. I did it. It's good. Take the vaccines. But you got... No, that's okay. That's all right. You got your freedoms.
Well, hopefully his supporters let it sink in and go get boosted or go get that first vaccine now that they know.
They were booing him, which just doesn't make any sense.
President Trump is very proud that his administration developed that vaccine. That's the bottom line.
Well, look, and I think they should be.
The Orange County Coroner's Office is investigating the death of a woman who passed away several days after getting her second Moderna vaccine.
We're increasingly hearing about fully vaccinated people infected with COVID.
Did you get the booster?
Yes.
I got it too.
Listen to our government agencies. These guys are telling the truth. You know, there's no conspiracy here, folks. Just right. Get your damn vaccine.
I recommend taking the vaccines.
Take the vaccines.
The vaccine is one of the greatest achievements of mankind.
This is the SOS Radio Network. SOS.